Sarah Britton joins me now on the line, author of The Art of the South African Insult and More South African Insults. Before we talk about how I want to deal with insults, tell us a bit about what inspired you to write a book about insults, Sarah.
Good morning, Lester. It's an absolute honor to speak to one of the great comedians on Twitter.
I'm not a comedian.
And to your listeners. And it's weird talking about these books because the first one was published in 2006, which was 16 years ago. I'm feeling really ancient right now. But I think one of the reasons I wanted to write them is that insults tell you a lot about a society. And particularly a society as fractured as South Africa, divided, racism produces a lot of really horrible insults. But you also, on the other side of that, insults are a great way to resist oppression. And there are many great examples of political humor in oppressive societies, not just South Africa. And I really wanted to explore that because nobody had ever collected insults. And so I ended up writing three collections of insults. I think the last one was published around 2010. They're all out of print now. But I was just fascinated because as an academic who also works in advertising, I collected a lot of great material while I was researching my PhD thesis. I thought, I've got to do something with this because insults tell us who we are. If you think, now we're in 2022, the most popular app in South Africa is Eskom's a Push. And that tells you,
tells us everything
in the name of the app. And that tells you so much about us.
And I want to say Eskom's a Push and reference the app so often that sometimes people get more upset that I've said Eskom's a Push than getting more upset about Eskom. You understand?
I was thinking, I've got to be super careful because the best South African insults, we'd get into so much trouble with the BCCSA if we actually said them on air.
Do you know what's my favorite? Look, there's a thing in terms of insults, which are a complete bonding experience. And yes, it's all maybe trauma bonding, but the best insult, and we used to play this game as kids. And I hope your Afrikaans is proficient enough to understand this. But someone once told me, Lester, your masa is a suful sant di kakalaka halupo beach buggies. And I was reeling in laughter. It's an absolutely well-crafted insult, and bravo to that person.
Yes. And there, I think there are, the Cape colored humor, I think is very, very clever. There's a lot of wordplay. It's incredible. And when I was researching the book, I was thinking of Cockney rhyming slang. And you get those cultures where insults and cleverness and wit is a way of resisting oppression and of crafting a sense of community. So insults aren't just, it's very easy to just fling out an insult and we have many great ones. But insults are, as you said, they're often a bonding exercise. Often, we as South Africans, a lot divides us, but talk about Eskom, maybe talk about taxis, we're all on the same page.
What about Jacob Zuma? Because I don't know, where do we draw the line between physical attributes, which are demeaning, but physical attributes that are also a hallmark of a person? Jacob Zuma's the form of his head is often used in political cartoons to even political editorials with a slight satirical slant. And I'm thinking of a certain vegetable here.
Yes, I am also thinking of that same vegetable, which is one of my favorite vegetables. I in fact had it for supper last night. I think, I was really thinking about insults now. What is the hallmark of a good insult? And where, we live in a society right now, that is very, very conscious of insults and is ready to press the trigger, is ready to go to war with you over an insult. And social media has massively impacted the landscape since I wrote the books. And I think it's a lot harder to be clever with an insult because there's so much room for offense. We're so much more aware of what's appropriate and what's not. And I think the one principle I always return to when it comes to insults is, are we using it to critique power?
Mm.
I think that is the one, you know, one of the questions that your producer sent me, you know, what makes a great insult? And I think it's an insult that critiques power in a clever way. I think, and that's true of humor as well. It's very like, you know, you were talking about on your show, you were talking about the trick dance outfits earlier. And I've seen a lot of mockery of outfits on Twitter. And to me, that's, yeah, okay, it's an insult, but, and it's an easy insult. But to me, it's not clever or interesting because you're just, you're knocking somebody down. But that's why politicians deserve every insult that they get because they have power over us. And insults are one of the few weapons we have.
And maybe even radio show hosts as well. I know I'm holding public platforms of the public's ear comes with a level of privilege and access. And you know, access is very, very important, especially people who want to get on air. So they're going to be very, very nice and maybe send you a little package. That is an absolute privilege. I believe everyone should be brought down a notch who isn't just a plain old Joe or Jane. But Sarah, with all sensitivities involved and not getting me in trouble with the BCCSA, what's your favorite insult?
It's actually one from Helen Suzman, who was a brilliant wit. And there's an incident, Mari van Sail from the Kapi Commando, and this was in the 70s. She wrote to Helen Suzman and said, you know, my people were taking the Bible over the mountains to the blacks. What were your people doing? So Suzman responded, you say your people brought the Bible over the mountains and asked what mine did. They wrote it, my dear. And I just love that because she took, you know, this presumptuous racist woman was and making this anti-Semitic comment. And Suzman just turned it on its head. And I think that's also where, you know, the best insults come from. It's like Gandhi was once asked, what did he think of European civilization? And he said, that would be a good idea.
That would be a good idea. Sarah Britton, really appreciate it. What's your favorite insult, my audience? 021-446-0567.